感谢主，我们再继续来学习五经当中的一些教训。
We thank the Lord that we are coming to our second session of our study on the seven, the five, Pentateuch.
刚刚我们大力的谈到这个五经啊，那么它的五个经卷事实上是联系的。
As we have said before, the Pentateuch is written in a chronological order.
五经，从头到尾啊，那么是神他的救恩计划的一项过程。
And from the beginning to end, we can know the salvation plan of God.
所以在这个创世纪里头啊
，In the book of Genesis，
人虽然犯罪了
，Man had sinned against God，
但是神的这种救恩的计划，神的恩典的恩慈啊，马上就显出来了。
However, we can see the immediate manifestation of God's salvation for man.
犯罪之后，当然神的公义啊，马上向他们施行。
The righteousness of God was immediately revealed after the sin of man, after man sinned.
这个就是这个圣经里头啊最重要的啊一项信息。
This is one of the important message from the Bible.
那么人犯罪以后啊，马上跟神的关系啊就有了变化。
There was a change in the relationship between man and God after man's sin.
亚当跟夏娃原来每天呢、啊、跟神面对面，那这个神每天来看他们，他们也每天来跟神讲话。
The daily communion between Adam and Eve and God.
他们彼此的关系是很密切的。
They had an intimate relationship before.
但是犯了罪以后啊，这个亚当马上啊就知道神来了，就躲起来了。
However, after they sinned, Adam started to feel ashamed and he hid away from God.
这是一个犯罪的人呐、啊，很自然的一种反应。
This is the attitude of a sinful person.
一个犯罪的人看到警察犯法的人啊，看到警察从那里过、啊，他一定是要走得远远的。
As we can see.Somebody who had committed a crime will shy away from the police.
因为黑暗不能够接受光。
Because darkness cannot accept light.
那他们知道自己犯罪以后，他们就要用自己的办法来这个掩盖自己的过失。
So after both Adam and Eve sin, they try off different schemes to cover up.
他们发现自己没有穿衣服的羞耻。
They realize the shame in their nakedness.
他们赶快要用叶子啊，那么来遮掩自己的身体。
So they weave the clothing from the twigs and the leaves.
这也代表人为的一些方法。
So this shows us the schemes of man.
但是很快的，这个叶子枯干了。
However, after a time, the leaves and the branches will wither and dry.
他们没有办法真正的、啊、来遮掩。
So they realize that they are unable to hide away from God for long.
所以神用这个皮呀、啊，那么来给他们做衣服。
In the end, God gave them supply them with the hide from the animals to cloth them.
为什么会有一张皮呢
？Why is there the hide from the animal?
当然就是必须要有一只牲畜啊，那么来牺牲了。
Of course.The hide must come from the sacrifice of the livestock of animal.
这是真神呢、啊、为这两个罪人呢、啊、所预备的方法。
So this is the preparation God had for the two human.
所以在这个地方啊，就把主耶稣的这个救赎之恩呢、啊，那么隐约的把它彰显出来了。
So here, God has shows us that there is the manifestation of Christ's love.
要借着主耶稣的牺牲，来为我们呢、啊、打开这一条啊，后来已经中断的这条路。
So Jesus, in the same effect, has become the sacrificial lamb in order to cover up the sins of man.
因为犯罪之后啊，亚当夏娃就被神赶出伊甸园。
Because after both of them sinned, they were driven away from the Garden of Eden.
这条通路啊，已经被神呐、啊、阻截起来了。
And the path leading to the Garden of Eden was blocked.
他们再也不能够回到神那里来了。
And they can never come before God any longer.
但是后来却借着主耶稣的牺牲。
However, through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus,
把这一条啊，要到神面前的这条路啊，重新打开来。
Through the redeeming power of the death of Jesus, He has restored this path.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节二十节。
Verses 19 to 20.
十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。这里讲到我们是借着主耶稣的宝血、啊、那么还能够进到至圣所里头。
Here in this verse it tells us that we are able to enter the most holy place by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣打破了他的身体换得来的一个代价。
This is through the redeeming power of the body of Christ.
把一条又新又活的道路啊把它这个开启了。
And our Lord Jesus has given us a new road for us to walk.
借着他身体的牺牲。
And this is done through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ's body.
在我们还做这亚当夏娃他们还是罪人的时候啊，那么神的慈爱啊，就这样子在他们身上啊，那么来表现出来。
This love was manifested even after Adam and Eve sinned.
如同啊，我们世人都还在罪孽当中的时候啊，那么主耶稣就为我们的罪孽来生在这个世界。
Similarly, Jesus Christ, was able to.
我们还做罪人的时候。
So even though we have our guilt and sin,
主耶稣的爱啊，那么就向我们来彰显出来。
We can see the love of Jesus manifested.
我们来看一下罗马书啊。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第五章
Verse 5.
罗马书第五章第六节到第八节
Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8.
第六节，因我们还软弱的时候啊，基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死。第七节
Verse 7.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了啊！在世界上有很多人呐、啊，那么他哪一个人对他有恩有德啊，那么他都可以为他牺牲。
As we can see in our society, whenever there is a good man, someone might possibly sacrifice for him.
主耶稣为我们死啊，是我们还在做罪人的时候。
However, Jesus died for us, even though we are still sinners.
不是我们的行为美好，那么能够跟神的恩啊，那么来这个可以跟神的恩啊来平衡的。
We are not deserving of our Lord's sacrifice through our virtue.
也因为这样子啊，那么大大的彰显出来神的爱了。
So as a result, all the more we can see the great love that God has for us.
所以虽然这个世界啊，有一天要毁灭。
We know that this earth will one day come to an end.
但是神啊，把这个永生的这个福音啊，这个盼望啊，来给我们。
However, God has given us this gospel of salvation for us.
让我们有一个这个活泼的盼望。
That we may have a ceaseless hope.
虽然在这个世界啊，就像一具棺材一样，是没有盼望的。
Like a coffin that is without any hope.
但是神给我们预备了更美的家乡。
However, God has surpassed and has given us a more beautiful homeland.
借着主耶稣啊，我们才能够回到那里去，回到神那里去。
But only through Jesus Christ can we return home to our God.
在天下人间呢、啊，我们没有其他的办法可以来靠着得救的。
There is no other way under heaven that can lead us to salvation.
所以在世界上虽然有其他种种不同的宗教
，As we can see in this earth, there are many different religions and denominations.
或者是借着怎么样来修行啊、苦练种种的方法，想要让自己啊，那么达到一种成圣的或者是完全的一个地步。
And there is nothing under heaven that can allow us to achieve the zenith of life.
但是这些啊都不能够解决我们人这个有罪的这个问题。
However, all these all these can't help us to solve the problem.
因为每一个都是罪人。
Because all of us have sinned.
每一个人都在神的面前有了亏欠。
Because we are all indebted to God.
唯有真神啊，才能够来解决、来洗净人的罪孽。
Only to God can we cleanse away our sins.
所以这个也是我们基督教跟其他的宗教不一样的地方。
This is one of the difference between the Christian religion and other religion.
因为我们是靠着耶稣基督的救赎。
Because we depend on our Savior, Lord Jesus.
靠着主耶稣的宝血。
We depend on His precious blood.
那么这个出埃及记里头啊。
In the book of Exodus.
就是神啊，让我们从埃及啊能够出来了。
God allows us to leave Egypt.
那么神为了要让他们啊能够真正成为神的百姓。
Because God, in this way, wanted us to be His true children.
神让他们啊来，神吩咐他们啊要来建立这个会幕。
God instructed the Israelites to build a tabernacle.
我们看一下这个会幕的重要。
Let us study the significance of the tabernacle.
看出埃及记二十五章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章第八节
，Verse 8，
又当为我来造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。第九节
，Verse 9，
制造帐幕和其中一切的器具啊，都要照我所指示你的样式啊。再看二十二节
，Let's read verse 22。
我要在那里啊与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上面两个基路伯中间与你说，我要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事情。啊，神在这里啊，那么来吩咐摩西说要带领以色列百姓啊来建造会幕。
Here it tells us about the God's instruction for Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个会幕的这个目的啊，就是让神啊能够住到他们中间。
The purpose of the tabernacle is to allow God to live among them.
那么一切的形式，一切的尺寸啊，那么神啊，一一的都在山上给他指示。
And God has instructed Moses as to the dimensions of the tabernacle.
是按照神的规矩啊来做出来的。
And it is built according to the commands of God.
那么神要在那里啊，与以色列人相会。
Because God would like to commune with the Israelites.
所以今天我们教会的一切这个规模啊，我们的教义啊，也不是我们自己啊来自己发明出来。
Similarly, the concept of the church that is established is not man-made.
是神怎么样吩咐我们，我们怎么样照着来遵行。
We receive our instructions from God.
所以我们教会一个很重要的这个各种的教义啊，那么都是这个遵照圣经的这个指示。
So all the teachings of the church is according to the scriptures.
我们都可以从圣经当中来找到根据。
From the Bible, we can see the evidence.
不是啊，以我们人的这个喜好啊，或者是以我们的方便，那么来定出啊这个新的规矩。
All these concepts are not made according to man's whims and plans.
圣经上教我这个说神啊，把安息日定为圣日。
When God established the Sabbath as the holy day,
要世世代代啊，那么都要守为圣日，要这样子来遵行。
That we have to keep the Sabbath holy.
那么到了主耶稣的时候啊，他们仍然是在遵守安息日。
This keeping of the Sabbath was kept even after the coming of our Lord Jesus.
但是人为了自己这个工作的方便呢、啊，那么把星期六那么改到星期日。
But due to men's convenience, they have changed the Sabbath day from a Saturday to Sunday.
这是经过在会议当中啊，那么议决通过的。
This was the consensus that was taken during the meeting.
跟圣经跟神的指示是相抵触的。
And this is in direct conflict with God's commands.
但是人又为自己啊所做的这些方法，那么来这个找到很多的理由。
And man has his own reasons for for going against the original command of God.
那么其他很多啊，这个关乎得救的一些重要道理啊，也都是这样子。
On the other hand, the rules with regard to salvation was changed.
所以让我们明白啊，那么能遵行这个神的旨意，能够把这个真理啊，那么把它高举起来啊，那么这个才是教会啊的一项责任。
A church who can do according to the will of God and who is able to keep to the truth is one that is pleasing to God.
同时，每一位信徒啊，也都应当在我们信仰生活当中啊，把我们的这个属灵的这个会幕啊，把它建立起来。
Every member, we have the responsibility to build up this spiritual tabernacle that is in us.
来建造我们属灵的这个灵宫、这个、宫殿。
Let us build this spiritual temple within all of us.
每一个人呢、啊，要自己负责，为自己的信仰来负责。
We are responsible for our own faith in God.
我们这个信仰的工程呢、啊，没有一个人呢、啊、能够来代替我们来做。
Nobody can walk our spiritual path.
我们的什么人的什么人，我在教里面担任多少圣做了多少圣工，但是对我们的信仰啊啊，并不能够啊来产生啊什么样的帮助。
If there is somebody's efforts or work cannot take place. Cannot take the place of our faith.
因为圣灵啊，那么来这个在我们心中来这个为王。
Because the Spirit is the ruler in our hearts.
我们每一个人身体啊，就是圣灵的殿。
Because each one of us body is a temple.
要怎么样让这个圣灵的殿呢、啊，能够建得牢固
？So how do we strengthen this temple of us?
有坚定的信仰来作为建筑的材料。
So what are the materials for to strengthen it?
很多的房子盖起来了。
There are many houses that were built.
从外观看起来啊，哦，每一栋房子都是很漂亮的。
From externally, they seem to be very beautiful.
但是有些房子是根基稳固的。
However, they may be rotting.
它是用金银那么来盖的这个房子。
And those houses that were built from silver or gold.
有些房子是根基随随便便来这个凿成的。
There were some houses that were carelessly built.
啊，或者是用这个草木合接啊，啊随便的草啊，把它堆起来的。
Or there may be some houses that were built from hay.
平常好像没有什么差别。平常看起来没有什么差别。
If you see with a common eye, there may not be any differences.
但是试炼临到的时候。
However, when the trials and tribulations came around,
我们就要看到每一个人不同的信仰啊，他的这个程度是怎么样的。
And we can see the standard of our faith then and there.
我们人在信仰生活当中啊，必定会遭遇到很多的试炼。
As we know, during our in our faith, we can meet with many trials and tribulations.
所以我们要这个根基稳固。
So let us make our foundation strong.
这是我们属灵的一个会幕。
So this is our spiritual tabernacle.
不再是过去啊这个属物质的那个会幕。
Let us not base on our let us not build our house on the material strength.
但是却是我们与神相会的地方。
Let us make this temple of ours as a place of a communion with God.
我们一个人呢、啊，我们跟神的关系建立啊，是什么样的情形
？How is our relationship with God？
就看我们这个属灵的殿呢、啊，我们是用是怎么样来盖成的
？And it depends on the type of material that we use to build this temple。
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians。
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2。
十九节。
Verse 19。
以弗所书第二章十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22。
这样你们不再做外人和客旅。 是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人呢。二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这边说我们所盖的这个属灵的殿呢，那么是以耶稣基督为房角石的。
Here it says that the building of the temple, in us, we have Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone.
是建造在使徒跟先知这个根基上面。
That this temple in us is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
虽然今天我们没有亲眼看到主耶稣。
Even though we have not seen Jesus face to face.
但是这些使徒、这些先知，那么从神那边领受，那么不断的传下来，那么我们呢，在这样的这个道理根基上面呢，那么来追求长进。
So the apostles and prophets that have come face to face with Jesus, so we should build our foundation on them.
每一个人所盖的这个房子啊，都是稳固的。
The house that we build for ourselves is should be strong.
那每一栋房子也是联络得很整齐的。
And the house is joined together in harmony.
假使能够这样的话
，If this is so.
那不管是我们个人，不管是我们整体的教会
，Not only ourselves, but in the church as a whole.
那么我们都如同啊，那么有一个神所指示的这个会幕啊，我们把它盖起来了。
That we are able to build this tabernacle according to the commands and of God.
所以我们也要追求啊，在灵性上面的成长。
So let us strive for spiritual maturity.
对于这个圣经的知识的这种充实。
Let us fill ourselves with the wisdom of the scriptures.
或者是与神的关系的这种更亲密。
Let us be more intimate in our relationship with God.
我们要自己啊，多有一些这个祷告、读经的这样的一个时间。
Let us put aside some time to read the Bible and pray.
那么以读经来讲
with regard to Bible reading,
虽然我们这个在聚会当中啊，我们都会看到几节圣经。
We may come across many biblical verses during sermons.
但是我们这里看一节，那里看一节啊，有时候没有办法全面来了解。
Through the haphazard reading, we are not able to understand the beginning and end of that particular verse.
我们也盼望自己啊，每一个人呢、啊、都有自己读经的一个进度。
So let us cultivate this good habit of a regular Bible reading.
从创世纪一直到启示录啊，这个周而复始，我们不断的看。
And we can read consecutively from the book of Genesis to Revelation, and then repeat the process.
我们不要想哇，圣经这么厚，都不知道看了多久才能够把圣经看完一次。
Do not be turned off by the thickness of the Bible.
那其实，假如我们每天看三章啊，我们一年就可以把它看完了。
If we can have a resolution to read three chapters a day, we are able to finish the entire book in one year.
那么把圣经啊，这个全部啊，逐章、逐卷、逐章、逐节来看呢、啊，那么让我们对于这个圣经能够了解的更多。
In this way, in this organized way of reading, then we are able to understand the Bible more clearly.
对我们的信仰啊，绝对是有这个正面的、更大的帮助。
This is indeed a positive way in building up our faith.
对于教会的这个对神的国的神的家的事情啊，那么我们要多一份的关心。
Similarly, in the household of God, we should show more concern.
这样的话会让我们跟神的关系啊更亲密。
This will allow us to bring us one step further closer to God.
也借着祷告，我们领取啊更多神给我们的能力。
And through power, we are able to gather more power from Him.
那么在立位记里头啊
，In the book of Leviticus，
我们知道立位记的这个主旨啊，就是追求圣洁。
Leviticus tells us of how to strive after cleanliness。
我们来看一下立位记十一章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 11。
立位记十一章44节。
Verse 44。
44节到45节。
Leviticus chapter 11 verses 44 to 45.
44节，我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物啊啊来污秽自己。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。神在这里啊，短短的两节圣经里头啊，重复的讲说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In these two verses, God emphasized the importance of being holy because He is holy.
对一个离开埃及的人呢、啊？
For a person who had just left Egypt,
神对他的要求啊，就是这样子，要圣洁。
God's expectation for that person is to be holy.
唯有圣洁啊，那么我们才能够来这个见到神的面。
Because only when we are holy are we able to be with God.
所以在立位记里面讲了这么多这个卫生的圣洁的这些条例。
In the book of Leviticus, God has shown the Israelites the ways to keep themselves clean.
无非啊，就是要他们让他们在生活里面呢、啊，就去感受到啊，我们要建立一种圣洁的生活。
In order to show the Israelites how to lead a clean life.
圣洁了啊，这个洁净了，我们的生命啊，也就有了保障了。
Because once we keep themselves clean, they can be holy, and then they will have some protection and guarantee in their life.
假使对于神说要什么东西能吃，能什么东西不能吃，我们不把它当一回事。
If the Israelites did not heed to God's command of what to eat and what to avoid,
那么很可能啊，我们的生命啊，那么就受到损害了。
The Israelites may face with some danger.
从这个。看得见的这些属物质的，让他们能够更深刻的来了解这属灵的意义。
So God told the Israelites from what they can see, and from what they can see to extract a meaning from that.
那么一直到今天呢、啊，神对我们的要求也是一样没有改变。
And in this day, God's expectation of us does not change.
因为我们也都是出埃及的人。
Because spiritually we are considered, we have come out of Egypt.
因为我们也都盼望成为神的军队。
Because we have this hope to be an army of God.
所以神也要我们圣洁。
So God wanted us to be holy too.
今天我们。神啊，也预备我们做很多他的工作。
God has prepared many things for us.
那么神对他的工人的要求，也就是圣洁。
And God's only expectation from us is to be holy.
我们看一下提摩太，看一下提摩太后书。
Please next turn to a Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
二十节，二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21.
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。二十一节。
Verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。啊，那么在新约的时候啊，那么神对他的这个工人的要求也是这样子。
In the New Covenant, the expectation of God remains the same.
要成为要脱离卑贱的事情啊，那么圣洁，那么才能够做神贵重的器皿。
We have to rid ourselves from the ignoble in order to be noble and to prove ourselves useful to the master.
这样子啊，我们就是平常啊有所准备，那么才能够来做各样的这个善事。
So let us ready ourselves so that we may be able to do the good work for him.
有一位这个传道工人。
There once was a preacher.
那么有一天呢、啊，有个信徒啊，他这个做了一个梦。
There was a member who had a dream.
他做了一个梦以后啊，他心里面很这个。 心里面很难过。
After his dream,
是个弟兄。
After his dream, he was very upset.
那么他这个梦见了那位传道啊，哇、哦，衣服穿得脏兮兮的。
In his dream, this particular brother saw a preacher in dressed in dirty clothes.
哇，这个头发都披头散发。
And his hair was kept unkempt.
脸也没有洗。
And his face was not washed.
哇，垂头丧气啊，在路上走。
And he was walking without any directions.
啊，就讲啊，在路上讲啊，哎呀，我对不起神呐、啊，我对不起神呐、啊。
And while he was walking, he said he was sorry for what he's sorry.
啊，我没有资格再上台了。
I'm not worthy to go on the pulpit.
那么那位这个信徒啊，看了以后啊，这个不知道怎么回事啊，心里面很惊讶。
This brother, after he had his dream, he was very puzzled.
那么隔天呢、啊，他另外遇到啊另外一位传道者。
The next day, he met up with a.
那那位传道说：“好啊，很好啊。
”And the second preacher told him that. That preacher who was in his dream was
fine. 哦，他现在哪里工作很忙啊
？But this preacher that was in his dream was at a certain place.
啊，那么这位信徒说，哦，那我就放心了。
Oh, so this brother was extremely relieved to hear that.
啊，可能是我胡乱做梦了。
This brother thought maybe his mind was playing games on him.
啊，也没有把这个事情啊再提起，再放在心上。
So he decided to just forget about the matter.
结果过了差不多半年左右。
After 6 months.
就有消息传出来了。
And there was a news that he heard.
那么那一位这个神的工人呢、啊，他犯罪了。
He found out that this preacher that appeared in his dream had sinned.
是的，早在半年多以前呢、啊，那么他就这个犯了罪了。
And he sinned about 6 months ago.
他把事情处理得很好。
And this preacher had done things properly.
都没有人知道的。
He was able to cover up and nobody knew.
但是神啊，却让一个信徒啊看到这样的一个情形，了解这样的一个情形。
However, God has opened up a brother's eyes to know about this matter.
当然。这个在神的面前呢、啊，有了亏欠呢、啊，啊，不能够啊，这个在黑暗里面做的事情啊，那么都要在光明当中啊，被揭露出来的。
So, when a sin is committed in the dark, it will be exposed by light.
那么神对他的工人，那么当然也有圣洁的要求。
So we can see that God has an expectation from all of us to be holy.
我们所做的任何的善功，要得到神的纪念。
God will remember us when we do a good deed.
但是假使啊，我们在神的面前疏忽了。
However, if we did something wrong before God,
我们不再圣洁，那么当然就不能够再做神的工人了。
And if we have and we become unrighteous, then we are not worthy to do His work.
所以这是神啊对他的工人的一个要求。
This is a very important expectation that God has for all of us.
也是让我们、啊、在这个奔跑天国路上啊的一项这个自我提醒。
So this is one of the a warning that God has as we run this race to the heavenly kingdom.
在立位记之后啊，就是民数记。
After the book of Leviticus is the book of Numbers.
民数记啊，那么是记载啊，他们要进入迦南地之前的这一段呢、啊，这一段很多的细节。
The book of Numbers tells of the experiences the Israelites went through before their entrance to Canaan.
他们当初是满怀希望，而且是非常这个高兴的，那么要进入迦南地。
At that time, the Israelites had this great hope and joy, knowing that they are going into they are about to enter into the land of Canaan.
从埃及地啊出来啊，那么要进入迦南地啊，我们从地图上面可以看出来并不很远。
From the map we can see that the distance between Egypt and Canaan is not very long.
也许是几天，也许是一个月，那么就可以走到了。
and it took about days or months, and you are able to reach Canaan.
但是我们知道啊, 后来他们就走了40年。
But we can see that it took them 40 years.
因为神啊, 让他们呢, 在另外, 这个, 走了好多地方,
because God, in the process, had led them to many places and route.
因为他们要进入迦南地的时候啊, 啊, 结果啊, 这个, 发生了变化,
because there was a change in plan as they were making their way into the land of Canaan.
为什么会发生变化呢?
Why is there a change in the plan?
因为有几个探子啊, 到迦南地去窥探以后,
this is due to the spies that were sent to spy on Canaan.
他们出来以后啊, 哦, 就传报一些恶信,
and out of the 12 spies, the 10 spies reported negative things.
说那个地方不能去的,
and they told Moses that Canaan is an uninhabitable place.
那个地方的人都好高大,
and the people who live in Canaan are giants.
他们才像个人,
the people of Canaan are like giants, and we are like men.
我们一进去啊, 一定被踩死了,
and if we were to enter the land of Canaan, we will be trampled to death.
虽然那个地方是很好的地方, 有很多的这个出产,
even though the land of Canaan is very fertile,
但是我们不能够去那里,
but we are not encouraged to go there.
结果让这些已经到门槛了马上就要进去的这些以色列百姓啊, 信心啊, 全部都垮掉了。
So just when they were about to enter the land of Canaan, when they after they hear this news from the spies, their heart just sank.
结果有好多人啊, 哇, 起来跟摩西亚伦啊, 在那里这个抱怨了。
And the Israelites started to murmur against Moses and Aaron.
你把我们从埃及带出来干什么啊?
They said, why did you bring us out of Egypt in the first place?
你要让我们死在那个地方啊?
We would rather die in Egypt than be stuck here in the wilderness.
很多啊, 很没有智慧的啊, 这些怨言啊, 都发出来了。
And all the bad things started to come out then.
这是有人啊, 用言语啊, 那么在那边败坏了他们。
This is because there are a few people who use rumors to destroy their faith and hope.
让他们在这么重要的这个行程上面啊, 在关键的时刻啊, 那么, 受到那么大的影响。
It was at that particular time that at an important point that their hope and faith were destroyed by a single rumor.
这也让我们想到啊, 那么这个, 言语啊, 那么对一个人是会产生很大的影响。
As we know, rumors and lies has a great effect on a person's life.
圣经上要我们啊, 要多讲一些能够造就人的好话。
Let us speak the language that will edify others.
但是人往往啊, 那么在这个言语的事情上面呢, 有很多的软弱。
However, in our speech, we still lack discretion in our speech.
我们要求神啊, 让我们能够在言语上面能够造就人。
So let us ask God to give us this power to edify others by our speech.
不要让我们呢, 因着我们的话, 那么败坏了人家的信心。
Let us not allow one the other's faith to fall by our word.
让整个啊, 他们一个团体啊, 那么他的行程, 整个计划, 那么, 都受到亏损。
That particular rumor made by the spies destroy the hope of the multitude.
他们会进入这个进入迦南地啊, 所受到的阻挡啊, 那么除了这个, 这个探子啊, 来传报不好的这个信息以外,
The 10 spies was one of the barrier that prevented the Israelites from entering the land of Canaan.
另外一个影响他们团结的就是可拉党的这个叛乱。
Another barrier that went against the Israelites are the tribe of Korah.
那么这个可拉党啊, 他们看到这个百姓啊, 那么都这个顺服摩西的领导。
When the people from the tribe of Korah saw the leadership of Moses,
他们就在那里批评, 就在那里啊, 嫉妒他们。
They started to become jealous, and they started to throw criticisms at them.
箴言里头说啊, 说嫉妒啊, 那么是谷中的这个朽烂。
In the Bible, it says that jealousy is the internal rot in the bones.
骨头啊，是我们身体的一个支架。
As we know, our bones is as our foundation of our body.
但是这个支架有一天发现它腐烂了。
If we realize that this bone one day has rotted,
有蛀虫在那里咬了。
And if they are infested with worms,
那么这个骨架很快的，那么就要垮下来了。
And the skeletal bones of ours will one day collapse.
所以这个团体里面呢、啊，有这种纷争结党的事情，有这种嫉妒的事情，有这种批评的事情，那么对一个团体来讲啊，这是一个很大的危机。
As a result, in a multitude, if there are some jealousies and criticisms, it will have a drastic effect on the whole congregation.
所以摩西啊，那么求神啊，在他们当中啊，那么让他们能够得到清白。
So as a result, Moses pray incessantly to God to keep the Israelite nation pure and clean.
结果神出面了。
In the end, God appeared.
让摩西啊能够继续带领百姓，因为摩西啊是神所拣选的。
Because Moses was chosen by God, God allowed him to continue to lead the Israelites.
那么事实上，摩西啊，他并不是一个要独揽大权的人。
In reality, Moses is not a person who is power hungry.
因为这个神啊，托付给他的这个工作啊，那么他也觉得这个责任是重大的。
Moses knows in his heart that the work, that the responsibility given by God is very important.
带领的工作是很辛苦的。
It is not easy. It is not an easy task to lead a big multitude of people.
摩西很忠心的来做这个工作。
Moses did this with a loyal heart.
但是受到这个有心人呐、啊，那在那里批评他。
But however, when he was faced with a bunch of criticisms,
那么事实上摩西啊，他随时为了那么谁能够来接这个棒子啊，那么他时常在用心那么来祈求的。交棒。
Okay.So, but Moses,
摩西啊，希望他的工作啊，那么有人能够来
接续。Moses know that his life on earth will not be long, so he started to groom a successor.
所以他也知道自己年纪大了。
He knew that his age is advancing.
啊，他也求神说，神啊，你要赶快再拣选一个人呐、啊，那么来接续这个工作。
So he beseeched to God to pick a successor for him.
结果神告诉他，我早就已经预备好了。
But God told him that he had already done so.
神这样子跟他讲。
God told him so.
我们看民数记二十七章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 27.
民数记二十七章十五节。
Verse 15.
到十八节。
18.
摩西对耶和华说：“说愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人来治理会众，可以在他们前面出路，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众啊，如同没有牧人的羊群一般。”耶和华对摩西说：“嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”摩西啊所担心的事情啊，其实神早就预备了。
The anxiety felt by Moses was earlier known by God.
那么任何一个领导者，一个团体的领导者、啊，事实上也必须要为了这个团体啊，那么能够持续不断的啊，有人来接棒啊，来用心呢、啊。
Similarly, an effective leader or a good leader should have a successor who can take over, who can replace them.
那摩西很尊重神。
Moses truly respect God.
摩西盼望神呐、啊，那么能够啊，这个选出这个接棒的人来。
So Moses sincerely hoped that God will be able to choose a successor for him.
那么神除了告诉他说谁可以来接这个工作以外呢
？God not only told him who his successor will be.
神也给摩西啊一个重要的观念。
God also revealed to Moses a very important concept.
也是给我们一个很重要的一个处事的原则。
And God has, and in this way, God also told us one of the effective way of doing holy work.
我们看十九章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 19.
对不起，十九节。
Oh, sorry. Numbers chapter 27, verse 19.
十九节，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众的面前来嘱咐他。二十节，又要将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众啊都能够听从他。他要站在祭司以利亚撒的面前，以利亚撒要凭着乌灵的判断，在耶和华的面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命来出入。于是摩西啊就照着耶和华所吩咐的，将约书亚领来，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众的面前，按手在他头上嘱咐他，是照着耶和华借着摩西所说的话。神啊叫摩西啊说要把这个约书亚那么带到祭司的面前，带到所有会众的面前。
God instructed Moses to bring Joshua before Eleazar the priest and the entire Israelite assembly.
告诉摩西说啊，将你的尊荣给他几分。
And God also told Moses to give him some of your authority.
既然他将来是要做这个带领的工作。
Because he will be the future leader of the Israelite nation.
你要让他在众人的面前来得到肯定。
So that he will be approved by the Israelite.
一个团体啊，假使是要持续的来延续下去。
If there is to be a successor,
那么他带领的人呢、啊，当然就不能够中断。
And the leading nation will remain the same.
那么这些要做带领工作人，当然本身呢、啊、要有所追求。
And the leader, on the other hand, must have some expectations.
好像这个约书亚他平常啊心中有圣灵，并且他很多的这事情啊都是可以做好的模范。
Joshua he has the spirit, so he is an exemplary model for the Israelite nation.
但是在身边的人啊，我们也要对这个领导人啊有一份的尊重。
However, his right hand man must have this respect for the leader.
才能够啊让这个团体啊能够得到一个正面的一种果效来带领会众。
So in the end, this group of people will be able to bring benefit to the whole multitude.
是神的意思，那么神要让哪一个人呢、啊、能够有这样的一个工作的机会。
It is God's will to see who will be the chosen one.
我们要时常为他们祷告，求神赏赐给他们力量，求神赏赐给他们智慧。
We must pray for the workers.So that they may be given strength and wisdom to lead.
所以这些百姓啊，在逐渐这个成熟、逐渐被组织的时候啊，那么神这样子来让他们来明白这些道理。
So the Israelite in this way, they will be able to grow and to understand the word gradually.
那么在民数记里面呢、啊，那么也让我们了解到一件呢、啊，让大家好像这个有所疑问的事情。
In the book of Numbers, also touch on some of the questions that were raised by the Israelites.
就是好像这么伟大的一位这个带领者摩西。
This great figure Moses.
但是后来啊，他竟然没有啊，能够跟以色列百姓进入迦南地。
However, in the end, Moses was unable to accompany them into the land of Canaan.
这个带领者啊。到最后啊，哇！当然，所有的这个荣耀，都好像是归于他了。
We may expect that all the glory should be given to the leader.
以摩西带领以色列百姓啊，那么辛苦从埃及出来，目的就是要进入迦南地。
It is not an easy task for Moses to lead the Israelite nation all the way from Egypt to Canaan, but in the end, and his hope is that he would get into Canaan.
结果到头来啊，这个摩西自己啊，竟然进不了。
But in the end, unfortunately, Moses was unable to enter into Canaan.
这好像是一件很遗憾的事情。
This is indeed a great pity.
那么也带给很多人的疑惑。
And many people has began to have doubts.
因为在一次的这个摩西啊击打磐石的时候啊，他没有归荣耀给神。
So, the next time when the Moses was asked to get water from the rock. He disobeyed God's command.
同时也是啊，没有按照神的吩咐。
He did not go according to God's command.
百姓都口渴了。
The Israelites were very thirsty then.
他们需要水喝。
They were in need of water.
神吩咐摩西说啊，你现在吩咐磐石出水。
God, in actual fact, told Moses to instruct the rock.
但是因为摩西啊，当时被这个百姓啊，这个搞得很烦了。
But because Moses was frustrated with the Israelites,
就拿起杖子啊，那么跟以前一样，在磐上面来敲打。
And he took his rock, a rod, and hit the rock.
结果神呐、啊，神不喜悦。
And this does not please. This act does not please God.
神呐、啊，没有让摩西啊进入埃及，进入迦南。
As a result, God refused his entry into Canaan.
但是同样的一件事情啊，那么也曾经在以前呢、啊、发生过了。
Furthermore, there is another incident that happened before.
在百姓很口渴没有水喝的时候，
because once when the Israelites were thirsty,
神吩咐摩西啊，说叫他用他的杖子啊去击打磐石。
When God instructed Moses to hit the rock with a rod.
那么两次同样的情形，但是神呢、啊、却有不同的啊、这种处理。
However, even though they are the same incidents, but the outcome are different. Both outcomes are different.
一方面是摩西生气了。
Because one time, Moses was enraged.
摩西没有照神的吩咐来做。
Moses did not go according to his command.
摩西没有将荣耀归给神。
Moses did not give glory to God.
但是在这当中啊，也隐藏了一个很重要的啊一个预表。
In this both incidents, it has there's a important message.
因为主耶稣就是磐石。
Illustration that Jesus is the rock.
从主耶稣这块磐石上面呢、啊，那么他要赏赐我们源源不断的活水。
And from this body of Christ, He is going to continuously supply us with living water.
是借着主耶稣被击打牺牲了。
Because Jesus was beaten physically.
如同第一次啊，这个摩西啊，什么用杖来击打磐石一样。
And this is illustrated in the first strike that Moses did on the rock.
让所有全天下的人呐、啊，能够得到这个活水来饮用。
And this allows the Israelite nation to taste water.
但是我们不能够啊，这个击打磐石两次。
We can't hit the rock two times.
我们不能够把主耶稣啊重钉十字架。
Because we cannot put Jesus on the cross twice.
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章第四节。
Verse 4.
到第八节。
To 8. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 8.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能够叫他们重新懊悔了。因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，就如一块田地啊，吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神啊来得福。若长荆棘和蒺藜啊，必被废弃，进于咒诅，他的结局啊，就是焚烧了。这里讲到，我们不能够把主耶稣啊重钉十字架。
Here it tells us that we cannot crucify our Lord Jesus the second time.
主耶稣一次在十字架上面为我们牺牲流血。
Jesus has shed his blood and died for us on the cross one time.
洗净了我们所有世人的罪孽。
He has redeemed.And take away the sins of this world.
我们要持守这样的一种福分。
Let us keep on to this inheritance. Hold on tight to this inheritance.
因为我们都已经尝过天恩的滋味了。
Because we have tasted the heavenly gift.
我们都已经觉悟到这个神的这个全能了。
We have already felt the power of God.
但是在奔跑天国的路上，我们软弱了，甚至于在离弃道理了。
But in our race, to heaven, if we are weakened and left the path,
主耶稣把我们从黑暗当中拯救出来，进入光明。
God has taken us from darkness into light.
但是我们再走回头路，从光明当中再进入黑暗里头去了。
But if we were to turn back and return to back to the dark,
假使这样的话，就是把主耶稣的再把它重新钉十字架一次一样。
And if this is so, it is likened to us crucifying God, Jesus the second time.
这是明明的，就是公开的来羞辱主耶稣了。
And this will subject our Lord Jesus Christ to public disgrace.
亵渎了神的名。
We have blasphemed the name of God.
所以这样的结局啊，那么就是被焚烧了。
And the consequence is we will be burned to death.
所以把主耶稣啊重钉十字架的，那么他的结局啊，当然就是在烧着的这个硫磺火炉里面了。
So the consequence of putting Christ on the cross all over again is the burning fire of hell.
啊，这是一项很重要的啊一个预表。
This is an important illustration.
那么《生命记》啊，那么就是在最后啊，摩西再一次的来提醒他们。
In the book of Deuteronomy is the words spoken by Moses to the Israelites.
叫他们要时常思想。
To encourage them to ponder regularly.
因为那块美地啊，就等着他们去领取。
That this beautiful land is for them to hold.
但是要领受这块美地啊，我们必须啊。必须啊，也要是谨慎的、慎重的。
But in order to get into the beautiful land, we must be alert and vigilant.
虽然是美地啊，但是不要在上面出差错了。
Even though it's a beautiful land, let us. Even though it's a beautiful land, let us not have a wrong step.
我们来看最后啊，我们先来看《生命记》十一章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 19.
生命记十一章十三节。
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13.
生命记十一章十三节到十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 17.
十三节。你们若留意啊，听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性来侍奉他，他就必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油，也必使你们吃得饱足，并且使田野为你的牲畜来长草。十六节，你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路去侍奉敬拜别的神。耶和华的怒气啊，向你们发作，就使天闭塞不下雨，地啊也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上啊，速速灭亡了。啊，这是摩西啊一个语重心长的一项提醒。
This is one of the a warning that Moses gave to the Israelites.
说神要赏赐给你们地方啊，那实在是一个很美的地方。
That God was about to give them this beautiful piece of land.
让你们在那里啊一无所缺，吃的饱足。
That it will provide a bountiful harvest.
但是啊，不要因为这个吃的饱足以后啊，那么就渐渐松懈了。
But do not slack when they are living in the comfort.
或者是偏离正路啊，去再去拜别的神了。
And while they are living in comfort, not to shut God away and turn to other gods.
假使神的怒气啊，来向你们发作啊，这样就不好了。
Because that will instigate the wrath of God.
其实在神的面前呢，我们人是何等的渺小。
Actually, in God's eyes, we are small.
光是一个这个天不下雨啊，一段时间呢，我们人就没有办法来存活了。
In God's eyes, we are all insignificant, and when there is no rain for a few days, and the land will not give its harvest.
我们今天所能够拥有的这种生存的条件呢，都是神所赏赐的。
Whatever we have now is given by God.
并不是我们人呢，能够制造出来什么东西让我们人能够存活。
We are not self-sustainable.
这个地啊，能够五谷菜蔬来生长，这也是神的恩典。
We are not self-sufficient, and whatever that comes out from the ground is provided by God.
一个背逆神要与神对抗的人。
For a person who wants to go against God.
虽然是在很好的条件上面。
Even though that he has good reasons to do so.
虽然是在美地上面。
Even though it happens when they are in good land.
那么也会遭遇到逐渐呢、啊、这个灭亡死亡的这样的一种地步。
They will in the end met with death too.
所以摩西啊，来警告他们，勉励他们，不要在美地上面死亡了。
So Moses warned them not to die while they are in the beautiful land.
想这个是对于领受救恩呢、啊，那么一个极大的提醒。
This is one of an important warning while when we are walking on this path of salvation.
这个再接着下去啊，就是耶稣呀，继续摩西呀的带领工作。
The next is record the leadership of Joshua.
这么一件重大的工作啊，那么后来是在耶稣的手中来完成。
So under the hands Joshua completed the leadership.
所以也让我们看到啊，每一个人呐、啊，每一个工人呐、啊，都是阶段性的啊、一个人物。
So as we know, humans we are limited by our time.
没有一个人呐、啊，能够在神的面前来夸口。
So we have no right to boast ourselves in front of God.
没有一个人呢、啊、是不能取代的。
None of us is irreplaceable.
所以我们要为了今天我们所拥有的，那么来大大感谢神。
So let us thank God and bless God for what we have.
神给我们这样的恩典。
So this blessing that God has given us.
我们要在主的保守里面呢、啊，那么来一直到奔跑到主的面前。
Let us hold on tight until we meet God.
我们早上啊用这些来做互相的勉励。
So I will end my sermon here.